their receivers to see how they run their routes, because I very rarely have to cover them on the edge, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's a little different. I mean, I think the biggest thing is being a smart football player, understanding the game, understanding the scheme, understanding how they're trying to attack you, understanding the things that they can and can't do out of certain formations and certain situations, and playing the odds. I mean, I think that's – I mean, I think as a D lineman, as a linebacker, as a safety, as a corner, it's kind of all the same, you know.
Constitutes a good practice. I mean, a lot of guys said leading into the game, after the Green Bay game, that one of the reasons you won was because you had a great week of practice. What constitutes a good practice?
Well, you know, I think a lot kind of goes into it. You know, for one, you can look at it and say, hey, we went through a whole practice and everybody was 90 to 100% assignments. So everybody was in the right spots, doing exactly what they're supposed to do, and doing it. Then you can look at it and say, hey, man, it wasn't perfect assignment-wise, but the energy, the effort was there. It was flying around. Everybody was in the practice. Obviously, there's going to be some mistakes as far as practice, but the energy is what we need. Now we just got to clean up the mistakes. And then you have those practices where it's like, hey, man, the scout team gave us a really good look, like really good look. You know, you emphasize different things. And so it's a lot to go into having a good practice. It takes a lot of different pieces. And a lot of times it's hard from a head coaching standpoint, because if the defense has a good practice, they're probably dominating the offense. If the offense has a good practice, they're probably dominating the defense, you know. And if neither one is dominating, it's kind of like, well, somebody got to – we got to get some turnovers. We got to move the ball. You know what I'm saying? But I know for us on defense, you know, when we're making turnovers, when we're flying around, we're energetic, we're locked into our assignments, we're communicating, we're doing all those things in practice, we're anticipating what they're going to do, and flying around, plus getting a great look from our scout team, that's good.
Are there challenges when you're facing a winless team, or are there challenges at all?
Oh, yeah, it's the NFL. There's always challenges, man. I mean, you know, I'm reminded back to 2015. I mean, we were 0-5. Then we were 1-7. I mean, we end the year up 7-9. If it wasn't for, you know, the Hail Mary, who knows? We might could have snuck in the playoffs, you know? So it's an NFL football team. They got good players over there. You know, the ball just haven't bounced their way. But they got good players over there. A lot of high draft picks. Talented guys, so you can't go into any game feeling like, oh, just because they haven't won, they don't want to win. You know what I'm saying? Nobody goes into the game wanting to lose. Why show up? You know? So you know that the thing about it, if you haven't ate in a while, does that mean you're going to stop looking for food? Nah, you're probably looking harder. Who can I get some food from? Let me find somebody got to give me some food. And so that's kind of how it is, you know. They haven't won a game, so I'm pretty sure they're hungry for a win. And they're coming out, they're scratching and calling, trying to get that win, you know.
Duke Johnson, is he their Theo Riddick? Sorry if you've been asked, I just want to know.
Duke?
Yeah.
Oh, he's definitely, what was the other one?
Did they use him in kind of that same way too?
Well, I mean, he's definitely a talented guy, great hands. I mean, I've seen him a few times on highlight reel catches. Receiver type, but he can run the ball. So yeah, Theo Riddick is a good comparison. You know, he's a talented young man. I think he's leading the team in receptions. So they're throwing him the ball.
You mentioned 2015 earlier. Since Caldwell's been here, this team has been a pretty good second half of the season team. Why have you had so much success in the second half of the year?
Well, I think it's the whole process, the whole system. You know, way Coach Caldwell runs it from OTAs, the training camp, throughout the season, the way we practice, the way we do things. It's kind of built to be fresher and faster and mentally sharper in the latter half of the season and on into the playoffs. You know, I mean, Coach Caldwell spent a lot of time, you know, with Coach Dungy and Ben in Indianapolis, and all those years you take those teams, and those teams are going to the playoffs every year. They're winning a bunch of games, and I don't know. He came up with a system, man. Like you said, since he's been here, it's worked with us, and so hopefully this year continues, and we can have a good second half of the season and make a good playoff run.
As a player, what does it mean to you to have a head coach who's interested in taking care of your bodies, taking care of what you're doing, so you can make the second half run?
Oh man, it means a lot. You know, when a coach take care of the players, players like to take care of the coach. You know. I mean, it's kind of how it is, you know. When a coach don't take care of his players, then sometimes those players be like, man, bump him, you know. We'll find somebody. If we don't play well, they can't get rid of the whole team. They can get rid of the coach, though, and get a new guy. When a coach take care of you, like, well, sure, I don't want to leave, and I don't want him to leave because I don't want them to bring somebody else in here. So that's generally what happens, you know, when a coach take care of his players, and Coach Caldwell does a fantastic job of taking care of us. The players generally go out and they play hard. They play hard for him, and their bodies feel good on Sundays, and you get wins. Try to, at least.
Sorry. Why do you think you guys have been so good on the road but just 1-3 at home so far?
I don't know. I mean, you know, we've played some tough games at home. You know, we took Atlanta to the wire. Should have won that game. Didn't play very good against Carolina for whatever reason. And Pittsburgh was another game. We took them to the wire. Should have won that one as well. You know, we got to execute better at home. A lot of times when you play at home, there's more distractions. You know, you have more family coming in town. And a lot of times you can fall into a sense where you look for the crowd to give you your energy because you're playing at home. Whereas when you go on the road, you know, it's us against the world. Nobody's cheering for us. I mean, yeah, you have some fans that travel, but, I mean, you run out there booing you. There's really not a lot of distractions. It's just kind of you and the team, and you just kind of bun together and you go win. A lot of times you're at home, yeah, you have the crowd and the fan support, and it is really nice. But a lot of times, you know, distractions, a lot of family coming in town. People need tickets. People want to get in, this, that, and... You know, like I said, when you depend on the crowd to give you your energy as opposed to you making plays to create your own energy and give the fans more energy, that could have a little bit to do with it. But we just got to play better at home. Got to take advantage of our home field.
Do you think any of those were issues in the three losses that you talked about?
I don't know. I mean, I know for me, I didn't have a lot of distractions. You know, I didn't have a lot of things going on. But I mean, I don't know with 40 some guys, but that's just kind of a tendency. You know, throughout the league and everywhere. You know, is when you're at home, you're comfortable. You know, when you go home, you kind of feel comfortable. When you go somewhere else, you're kind of alert. Like, man, I gotta protect myself. You know. So also, when you're at home, you feel good. Generally, that means you play better. But sometimes, you don't. I don't know.
I mean, the obvious answer, you know, if I ask you, what do you need to do to protect Ford Field? Obviously, the answer is win. But,
just win.
You know, more specifically, like, well, what little tweaks do you think need to be made?
I mean, I think we just gotta come out and play our game. We gotta go out there and understand, like, this is our home, and we got to protect it, and we can't look at it as, well, we're at home, so we're going to automatically win. Because, like you said, we've went on the road and won games. So I'm pretty sure other teams coming here like, hey, we're going on the road, we're going to win a game. And we can't allow them to come into our home and get a win. So we got to have more focus. We got to start fast. You know, we got to be able to sustain that energy throughout the whole game.